We'd like to take this time to welcome the radio audience to the sanctuary of Trinity United Methodist Church, or better known today as the Northern Wilderness, as we celebrate the end of True North VBS, Vacation Bible School, and share in all God has done this past week. Today's altar flowers are sponsored by Melissa and Joe Wilson in honor of Casey's birthday, and today's radio sponsor is D. Hess in honor of Chloe's birthday. Here at Trinity United Methodist Church, we strive to be Christ's hands, feet, and heart in our community. We also invite you to join us Sunday mornings for worship service at 10 o'clock a.m. You can also watch our worship service and our Spirit 23 devotions on YouTube. If you enjoy our radio ministry and would like to further the building of His kingdom, you can visit our website at www.dev.tumcseymour.org. In a few moments, we are going to hear and witness today's lesson in the form of True North VBS. That's the Vacation Bible School team that was here filling up on God's Word and love this week. And we're going to have some special music by the VBS kids called the Power Shuffle. But before that, I would like to invite you to turn with me to Matthew 19, verses 13 and 14 in your Bible for today's scripture lesson. Matthew 19, verses 13 and 14, and that's on page 976 in the Pew Bibles here. The little children and Jesus. Then little children were brought to Jesus for him to place his hands on them and pray for them. But the disciples rebuked those who brought them. Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these." When he had placed his hands on them, he went on from there. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his word today.
The front. Everybody clap your hands. Now stop.
All right. On day one, we met Ponder, one of our Bible memory buddies, and she taught us that when we wonder, we can
trust Jesus.
Good job, guys. Our Bible story from day one was John preparing the way and baptizing Jesus. Jesus' cousin John, with unconventional clothes and a pauper's diet and a bold message, repent for the kingdom of heaven is near. Meaning, Jesus the Messiah and fulfillment of God's kingdom on earth is here. John proclaimed Jesus' power and authority. He resisted the very idea that baptizing Jesus, the one who would baptize with fire and Holy Spirit, while John adamantly proclaimed Christ, even he had questions about Jesus. From prison, John sent a message to Jesus asking, "Are you the Messiah we've been expecting, or should we keep looking for someone else?" John's circumstances may have caused him to wonder if and when Jesus might take political action. Scholars ponder if John may have assumed the Messiah would be the one to rescue God's people from the Roman rule, as many Jews of the time anticipated. However, Jesus had a greater mission than anyone could comprehend. He came to save the world from sin. Such love and compassion go beyond anything we can understand or imagine. Let's check out our spotlight video from day one.
In today's totally true Bible story, we meet John the Baptist. I wonder, did he really eat bugs? John the Baptist told people to repent because the kingdom of heaven was near. I wonder, what did people think of that? One day, Jesus came to ask John to baptize him with water. I wonder, why did he do that? John wondered that too. He knew Jesus had never done anything wrong. I wonder, how much did John know about Jesus? Jesus convinced John to baptize him. When Jesus came out of the water, God announced, "This is my dearly loved Son." I wonder, what does God's voice sound like? John also saw the Spirit of God resting on Jesus like a dove. I wonder, what exactly did that look like? Later, John was in prison. I wonder how long he had been there. John had heard God's announcement, but now he had doubts. I wonder, what questions did he have? One question was to find out if Jesus was the Messiah, the one God had promised to send to save people. I wonder, what exactly were people expecting? Jesus told John's friends about all the miracles he did, healing people and raising the dead. I wonder, did that help John believe? There's a lot we wonder about. We might wonder if God really cares about our little hurts and pains. We might wonder what heaven is like. Or maybe we wonder whether God is really with us all the time. But when we wonder, we can remember the truth God said. Jesus is God's Son. That means we can trust Him. I wonder, will you trust Jesus? When we wonder, we can trust Jesus.
On day two, we met Claudia, the Alaskan king crab, our second Bible memory buddy. She showed us that when we feel alone, we can
trust Jesus.
Our Bible story on day two is Jesus teaching about God's love. Jesus' ministry had begun when he stopped on a mountainside near Capernaum and began to speak and speak and speak. What we call the Sermon on the Mount is Jesus' call to living a life pleasing to God. He covered practical topics such as prayer, divorce, enemies, and giving. No wonder a crowd of more than 5,000 soon gathered. Jesus challenged the multitude, but he also comforted them. He assured people of God's gentle care for each person. This mattered because in Jesus' time, most people led a hand-to-mouth existence. The average citizen awakened each day unsure of how to meet basic needs such as food, shelter, and clothing. Imagine the peace found in Jesus' words. So don't worry about these things. Your Heavenly Father already knows all of your needs. That's from Matthew 6, verses 31 and 32. Jesus encouraged listeners to listen to God's loving care, trusting in his unfailing presence. With God by our side, we never face challenges alone. Let's check out day two spotlight video.
Jesus loved to teach using made-up stories called parables. These stories helped people understand things about following God. One parable Jesus told was about a lost sheep. Can you find a sheep in every picture? Jesus said a shepherd might have 100 sheep, and one might wander away. But even if he has 99 left, he'll go look for the one missing sheep. He'll look behind buildings. He'll look behind trees. He'll look if it's only 30 degrees. He'll check if it's stolen. He'll look way up high. He'll listen so close for a sheepish cry. When he finds the sheep, a party will be thrown. Jesus loves us. We're never alone. If we feel alone, he'll come find us. So don't worry. Trust in Jesus. He cares for the birds and gives them seeds. He cares for the flowers and all their needs. And Jesus loves us even more. So don't you worry about what's in store. Don't worry about a fight with a friend. Don't worry if you're left out on the end. Don't worry if you are teased on the bus. When we feel alone, we can trust Jesus.
On day three, we met Cody the Kodiak Bear. He taught us that when we feel powerless, we can
trust Jesus.
You guys are all still awake. I'm so excited. Our Bible story was a Roman officer trusting Jesus. Capernaum, situated on the Sea of Galilee, boasted a Roman custom station in a proximity to busy trade routes. Considering Rome's occupation of the city, Roman soldiers likely patrolled the streets. Their presence often offended plenty of the devout Jews, who recoiled at the idea of worshiping many gods, among other Roman practices. So onlookers got a big surprise when a Roman centurion, a powerful leader of about 100 men, approached Jesus with humility and respect. This leader, who clearly understood what it meant to have authority, identified Jesus as somebody with power. The centurion wholeheartedly believed that Jesus could heal his servant with just a word. What confidence from someone who likely didn't follow God. Jesus prays to the centurion's faith to the gathering crowd. And just as the centurion trusted, Jesus' power proved miraculous healing for the servant. Let's check out our spotlight video from day three.
Hello, cadets. Today's story was about a military officer. So join me in this chant. I don't know, but it's been said. A servant boy was sick in bed. The boy could only lie around. Then Jesus walked into the town. The Roman soldier went to him. Said, Jesus, things are looking grim. Jesus said, I'll come and heal. The soldier said, we have no deal. I know your power is really great. My soldiers stop when I say wait. But your power is more, I've heard. So heal my servant with your word. Then Jesus spoke and healed the boy. And everyone was filled with joy. Sometimes we might feel powerless. But you can always trust Jesus. Sound off. 1, 2. Sound off. 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Remember, when we feel powerless, we can trust Jesus.
On our last day of VBS, we met Bruce the Moose, and he showed us that when we need help, we can Our Bible story from day 4 was Jesus giving the Great Commission and the Holy Spirit coming. For about 3 years, the disciples talked with Jesus, watched him perform miracles, absorbed his interactions with religious leaders, and listened to his teachings. Returning to heaven, Jesus handed the baton to his followers, giving them the monumental task of growing God's kingdom throughout the world. Jesus didn't leave them alone. He promised to be with them and gave them the divine helper, the Holy Spirit. Soon after Jesus' return to heaven, the followers saw the power of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, giving them the ability to speak in many languages. Plus, the Holy Spirit empowered Peter to share the news of Jesus in such a way that 3,000 people believed. With God's help, impossible things happen in big ways. Let's check out our final spotlight video and see what our preschoolers were doing on the last day.
In today's totally true Bible story, we learn that we have a big job to do. Jesus told us to go and tell the whole world about him, and that's a lot of people. But we don't have to do this big job alone. Jesus sent a helper. When the helper, the Holy Spirit, first came, people had gathered in a room to celebrate a holiday. All of a sudden, a big wind blew, and little flames appeared to dance over people's heads. Everyone was amazed. But that wasn't even the most powerful thing that happened. The Holy Spirit helped people speak languages they didn't even know. People from lots of different places came running. And with the help of the Holy Spirit, Jesus' friends could talk about Jesus in all those different languages. Jesus still helps us do big jobs for him, like putting others first, and showing his love, and learning about Jesus, and spreading his joy, and making new friends we can tell about Jesus. Whenever we need help, we can ask Jesus for help. So remember, when we need help, we can trust Jesus.
Now, as I wrap up, I have a special message from Scout. He was sad that he couldn't be here today, but he's making plans to come visit us soon. In the meantime, he left me this video to share with you.
We've had so much fun this week at True North VBS. There was so much singing, dancing, and playing games, baking crafts, and learning about Jesus. And the snacks. Can't forget about the snacks. Unfortunately, there were no nuts. Check out this awesome slideshow of all the fun we've had.
if you will join us in singing Let's Trust in Jesus.
The things we see, to the great unknown, He is our true north, He is our way home, He is our guide in this world that's so wild.